Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Mother's Day edition of the Inside Outside Guys. On for the next three hours here for you. My name is Ken Carverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy, and you and I both decided to work extra long today to do our wives a favor and stay away from the house.
Right? I had one of my kids call me yesterday and said, "Dad, what are we doing tomorrow?" I said, "Why are you calling me?"
Exactly.
That's, you get with your siblings and figure that out.
She is your mother, exactly. not mine.
I made a mistake when we were young. I don't know when Dad didn't get her a gift for Mother's Day or a card or anything, and she said something to me, and I said, "Well, you're not my mom." I know. That was dumb.
That sounds like something I'd do. I've been a good boy. I brought home three big plants, flowering plants, yesterday.
You did.
And I think I told you I bought her a fire table.
Yes. Yep.
She isn't my mom. So we'll see how that works out.
But she was a great choice to be our children's mother.
Yeah.
Both of our wives. And we're
absolutely
really, going to honor moms today. So when anyone calls in, if you're not a mom, make sure you wish your mother a happy Mother's Day and take care of mom today. Make it all about mom today.
So 12-1. What are we doing 12-1?
Talking clean air. Something so important.
You mentioned yesterday. Great gift for mom.
Oh, it is a great gift. We have so much of that stuff at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
I agree.
Chet's cleaning. What a great gift for Mother's Day. You know,
actually, air duct cleaning. Deep clean those carpets at least once. What a gift that would be. It would be for me.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love it.
Absolutely.
When's Father's Day?
Who cares?
Isn't that the truth?
You know what? And I say that in jest, yes or no, yes, jest. You know, it's funny because I said to my wife, because my wife has a birthday at the end of this month. So there's Mother's Day, wife's birthday, Father's Day, my birthday. And I said to her, I said, why don't we just make one day? Why don't we just let the kids off the hook and make one day where we can just come? She goes, nope. I go, why not? She goes, because that's more days I get to see my kids. Okay. All right. That's fair.
So. Tough to argue that.
It is tough to argue that.
Hey, I meant to mention yesterday the little trick my son taught me, a dollar can of Play-Doh, which I used to play with a bunch when I was a kid, Play-Doh. You can still buy it in any big box store like Meijer. But he used it to clean out all those little nooks and crannies in his truck.
Sure.
And I thought it was a great idea.
Sure.
Get all that little crap, those little crumbs, those little tidbits of stuff that accrue over years. You just dip it, push it down, it picks up everything, and then just throw little bits and pieces of it away as it gets dirty. Buck a can. You can do about 18 vehicles.
Can you still? Where would you buy that?
Meijer.
Okay.
He picked it up at Meijer.
Okay. I hated that stuff when the kids were growing up.
Did you really?
Because it got all over the place. You know, little dry pieces got all over the place.
You hated that as a parent.
Drove me crazy. As a parent. Gotcha. Yes, as a parent.
The thing is, if you leave it, it gets hard.
I know.
You vacuum it up.
Yeah, but they can smush into carpets. It's hard to vacuum up. And you're right, it does get hard.
We had shag back in the day.
Yeah,
with that. Boy.
Yeah. Every time I hear that word shag, I think of that.
I know you do. Terrible. Mike Myers?
What's that?
Mike Myers?
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Yeah. Or Austin Powers, yeah. Yeah.
If you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and you go to the roofing section, you're going to see four or five different roofers all around Southeast Michigan that the Inside Outside Guys refer. And one that we refer very easily on a regular basis is Victor's Roofing. Last week, we went – 2 weeks ago, we were at – what's the last week? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
we were at one of Victor's rooftop giveaways. For every 100 roofs he sells, he gives one away to a needy person, not necessarily a veteran or a – not necessarily a certain charity, but just to somebody who needs help. One of the many reasons we love Victor's Roofing.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open 888-654-9847. Guys.
888-654-4897.
Oh, I misread my own writing. Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your phone calls. We've been getting a lot of questions. Matter of fact, we had one yesterday, Chuck, about the specialty brand windows, the Pella, the Andersons, the Marvins. And we have some team partners that they have one specific brand, but then we have J&E Insulation out of Farmington Hills that we refer for a lot of these kind of they're old. I'm sure Jeff and Ed wouldn't mind us saying they're a couple of old school window guys who have been doing this for decades. And whenever we get any questions about repair, replace, any Marvin, any Anderson, Pella, J&E Insulation is the company we use to refer, just because they have so much knowledge of those three.
And they carry a lot of different brands like that.
Right, right.
On a regular basis. Not everybody's set up to do that. You know, Window World is not set up to do that.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, we had an email yesterday from a woman in Grosse Pointe Farms, I think, that has a historic home, and she specifically wanted one of those brands to get custom built, if I'm not mistaken, because the home was over 100 years old.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some absolutely beautiful product.
And if you're in a designated historic district, and not all these houses are, but if you are, then you must comply with specific rules and guidelines as to any exterior finish, product or material or color, for that matter.
That's why, where we were with Victor a couple weeks ago at Victor's Roofing, I did a job years ago just east of that location in Detroit, 5 Mile Grand River area, and it was a historic district. So this was many years ago. So what I did is I went and I bid the job, got the job, and then went to pull the permit. And then they said, well, you got to go pull a second permit. What do you mean a second permit? Who would I put? With the historic district.
Yep.
And that was a lot harder to pull that permit than it was. And you know what it wanted me doing? No more. Yeah. I won't do work in historic districts anymore.
No, I think you've got to be a specialist. There's an area in Petoskey that's that way. And there was a guy, a builder I knew, that he specialized in those homes.
Yeah.
So he literally had all the work he ever wanted all the time,
right,
including a lot of them were second and third homes. Yep. So he would winterize them, then he'd open them again in the spring for the owners. But it was a niche.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, those historic districts are wonderful too. And that kind of like HOAs too. They're nice to have, but if you want to do something to your house, that's what that really messes with me. If I want to do something to my house that I bought and I pay tax on, I've got to ask permission to somebody. That bothers me.
Well, HOAs are that way to a degree.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Sure. Absolutely. Even backyards, HOAs care about. You can't put certain kind of decks or patios. They got to get permission from them. We put a post out this week on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, and the title was, "This is Why Homeowners Associations Were Created." And it's basically a picture, looks like it was from a drone, of all cookie-cutter houses. But one house has had about 50 cars in their backyard just sitting there, junk cars.
Yeah.
And that's why HOAs were created for it that is, stuff.
It's the same. My daughter and I were talking about packaging, how nasty it's gotten and what a waste it is. So much of it is because of that 1 out of 100 people that's going to steal.
Ah.
So they package to preserve and protect. Normally, it's preservation. Also, give a longer shelf life to some products.
Sure.
But so much of it, I think of my mother trying to open that stuff, and you got to use a knife or sharp scissors to even access the product you bought, and it's dangerous.
Are you talking about that hard plastic stuff? That stuff.
The shrink wrapped on, it's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you can't rip it. You can start maybe a little tear and then rip it. But I've taken this stuff and literally went after the package. If I knew that wasn't breakable, I'll throw it on the ground to try to break the plastic to get to what's inside the plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you're right. That's frustrating.
And then if you have to take it back, well, that's damaged. Well, of course it's damaged. I had to damage it to get into it. And I find that all the time. I don't have nails. My nails are very brittle.
Okay.
So the things you used to use fingernails for all the time with vitamin packs and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
I can't use. You know, so I risk damaging myself with a knife. It's like, oh, how'd we get on that topic?
So true. No, you're absolutely right. Take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
So do we give our homemade weed killer out?
Well, we have a few recipes that we can give out if you want. We got the homemade weed killer, which is pretty much time for that. Now, we make some people mad when we give that out. Some people do not like that. And we had a big discussion last year, the year before we gave that out, and we'd had some callers call us about the different ways to kill some of these weeds, right?
Vegetation killer, shoot. Let's make sure everybody knows.
If it's alive and it grows out of the dirt, this will kill it. Is that fair to say?
Yes, vegetation killer.
And I like it because once I put it down, Nothing else grows there for a long time. And that's one of the reasons I like it.
It is inexpensive, too.
Oh, it's very inexpensive.
I mean, when you compare it with other weed killers that you and I know and love.
Yep.
That you buy. But some are vegetation killers that you buy. Some are weed killers. We both put a weed killer on our lawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
To hopefully preserve and protect the grass.
Right.
Right.
Which goes after specific leaves, broadleaf weeds.
And a broadleaf post-emergent herbicide is what most of us are going to have to use now because everything's growing and flourishing like crazy.
Absolutely.
Creeping Charlie, that's just such an insidious, invasive plant. If you let it go, it'll take over your lawn.
Sure.
It literally, now it'll be pretty for a week or two.
Those purple.
Yeah, right. They are pretty. But it's going to take a couple applications of a post-emergent herbicide, broadleaf herbicide, to get rid of that. And other than that, they recommend that you soak the lawn and then pull it up by the roots. I go, oh my gosh, I got an acre of land. Not in my lifetime or a second one if I'm given one. It ain't going to happen.
And, you know, that's why I told you recently I spent a lot of time putting down weed block and
but you
mulch.
Use that stuff that doesn't work. Use that black screen, right?
Yeah. What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't block.
It has so far.
Yeah. Stick around.
It can go around it.
Stick around.
It can go around
it. It'll come up through it.
Anything that's come up through it for me in the past, I'm very easily able to pull it out.
Well, that's
not
good.
Through it, but on top of
sure.
it. Sure. I'm very easily able to throw it out.
I have just found that, A, it degrades over time, even under rock or mulch.
Oh, this is probably my second time here putting it down.
And stuff will grow up through it because it does allow some sunlight through it because it's a screen. It's a mesh. And I actually used it, you know, on a couple of new houses and after a while said, the heck with this, and just went back to 6 mil black plastic.
And the reason I don't like 6 mil black plastic, because the water doesn't get through it. No water gets through it at all. That's why.
Keeps it away from your basement.
Yeah, that's true. When I did my giant garden, I used a 6 mil plastic. But when I had to water them, I had to make sure I hit the specific plant.
Which preserves water. Which is good for Mother Earth. So what's your problem?
Like I care. 888-654-4897 We've had a couple of emails, Chuck, of people asking us about the coatings that Motor City Floors and Coatings or TruTech put down.
Yeah.
About their slipperiness and are they slippery? And here's how we're going to describe it. If that product is put down on a grade, you know, a heavy grade, yeah, it can tend to be slippery.
Where there's a lot of slope.
Yeah, where there's a lot of slope. If anything that you're going to put on concrete, if that concrete's finished right, maybe a broom finish, anything you put on it is going to be more slippery, whether that's a sealer or a product that Motor City or TruTech puts down. So make sure you ask them about that when you call them out. You do not want a driveway or something like that being very slippery. It could be.
No, we should talk more about that because that's a big issue. It's not unlike some of the stuff you might put on brick to seal it, which you and I strongly recommend, but you're not going to be walking on the brick, right?
Good point. We have a great company here in Southeast Michigan because if you take a look at your brickwork around your house, take a look up at your chimney, take a look at your porch underneath the cap. If you have damage, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And before it gets worse, make sure you call Brickworks Property Restoration. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We are taking any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
So would you agree with the statement that most concrete can be cleaned with a good power wash?
Yes.
Intelligent
power
wash.
Even the oldest concrete can look so much better. So many things can look so much better with a good power wash.
A good power wash is a great investment.
It really is.
Assuming you know how to use it.
Thank you.
I think of the power of those things today. Even a cheap one can etch concrete if you have the wrong tip and abuse it.
Oh, yeah. A cheap one can hurt you. You can buy some that are 2,500 PSI, which isn't a lot, but it's enough to do damage.
Yep.
My recommendation is anyone that uses a power washer that hasn't used one in the past, use the widest tip they have.
Yeah. at an angle.
At an angle, go back and forth fast.
People tend to go straight up and down with them, and that's when they're most dangerous. And really, if you want to flush dirt out of anything, do it at an angle.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, you and I talked about vinyl siding last week. Or yesterday, last week, gosh. And vinyl siding is meant to shed water from the top down, like shingles.
Yes, sir.
And if you spray up into vinyl siding, you'll get water behind the siding.
Yeah, you will.
And you're gonna, it's going to happen.
Or sideways, too. Yeah, right.
Yeah, or
right.
Sideways. You better be careful. So studded siding should be sprayed from the top down, which is another reason most people can't do it, because they're going to have to do it off a ladder, which is not safe to do.
No, you're absolutely right. Start up at the top. And it's funny, because if you know what you're doing with a power washer, you can wash a house in a couple hours, mm-hmm. if you know what you're doing. It's pretty easy to do. Now, we get a lot of those listeners who don't have that ability. They don't have the ability to climb up there. They don't have anyone that can help them. So we'll recommend stuff like the wet and forget products or the spray and forget products that will literally spray on and you walk away and they work. They might take a couple of applications.
Yeah.
The warmer the weather, the better they work.
Yep.
But they will work.
And I have found any of those products, if I spray them on and let them set for a while and then go back a couple hours later, even with a hose, you know, that's got a nozzle on it.
Right.
I will clean the siding, even the windows. I mean, upper windows. Do you do? I assume you do the same thing.
I do.
But why wouldn't you? And then we also have the question people ask about egress in basements. If you don't have any finished space down there, you don't have to install a secondary means of egress. New houses today, just about anywhere you build, they're going to require at least one egress window or sliding door as a secondary means of egress.
As soon as we build, right? I mean, it has to be in their code now. So, hey, we have a caller on line. We have a guest on the line. And I know I'm going to get this wrong. We have Pete. Are you there, buddy, from Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, buddy? Do me a favor. You got one of those last names. Can you please pronounce your last name for us?
Yeah, my last name's Cavarilla. Believe it or not.
Cavarilla. Believe it or not, I get it. I have one of those last names, too, and I look at that. I don't want to butcher your
name.
Well,
if you've been named Bridenstine all your life like I have, exactly. You certainly understand that.
I've been called out so many times, like, yeah, that's me. So we get it, Pete. We apologize.
And if it's for a meal, I don't care.
You know, Sharon's Heating and Cooling Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning, I apologize, has been a great team partner, the Inside Outside Guys, for a year now. We refer you all the time. Pete, and I got to tell you, we have never, never got a negative comment about Sharon's. All positive over the years. And that's why you're on with us right now, to help tell people about Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning. Why don't you do that? Just let us know a little bit about the history, please, of Sharon's.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having us on, and we appreciate all the referrals. It goes a long way, and yes, we do have quite a few people tell us that it was the Inside Outside Guys that they got the word on us. So we're based out of Westland, Michigan. We serve the broader, I'll say, western Metro Detroit area, where we handle everything from Ann Arbor to Westland up to Novi and downriver as well. We've been around for 40 years, a little over 40 years now. I've been family owned the entire time. And yep, we specialize in everything heating, cooling, and ventilation. So whether it's air conditioners, furnaces, boilers, we handle it all. And we do residential and light commercial as well.
We had a guy call us yesterday. They're buying a house that's a slab on grade. It's got a downdraft furnace in it. They wanted to add air conditioning. What would you say to them?
So we run into this a fair amount, and what I would say to them is that we have options. There's not a one-size-fits-all when we run into homes like this. What we come out is we offer free estimates, and we can make an assessment of what's going to work best for their property. We had this actually happen for a personal friend of mine recently. It depends a little bit on how their system is configured. Sometimes we're able to work with the furnace that they have, add in a condenser outside and a coil next to the furnace inside, and they're good to go, and they can use the existing system. But sometimes, depending on the age of it, the condition of ductwork, it may not be as simple as just adding on something to their existing unit. And at that point, there's other options. They can vary from using what we call a mini-split system, and I'm sure people listening to the show have probably seen them before and not even known it, but they're the air conditioning units that have usually a head that sits inside the home, maybe up against the wall, and then a direct condenser, the fan item outside. And those are what we call ductless systems, so we can install those in a home. and have them even zoned to several rooms at a time without the need of putting in additional ductwork if the ductwork doesn't work. And then finally, other options that we're able to provide is actually retrofitting and installing ductwork to an existing home that may not have had it before. And it's the instance that you're talking about, someone with a slab like that, sometimes, once again, just depending on the age of the home and the equipment that was there, as you can imagine, things change over the course of decades. So ductwork that was designed for a furnace that was 56 years old may not be appropriate for today's furnaces and air conditioners. And that's where some of those other solutions or even adding in new ductwork may be a good option.
And with Sharon's, it's not like you have to go buy the ductwork and make it fit. You guys actually make your own ductwork that can fit custom to any place needed to be, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we got a metal shop. We're really proud of it. We have all the tooling and machinery needed to do it. And yeah, that's one of the things we pride ourselves in is making our own ductwork, making it specific to each job. And because of the size of our business, we also do commercial construction as well. So really, we've been able to make it and configure ductwork for anything from people asking us to put a little tiny addition on to the side of their garage, something like that, all the way to a 90-unit multi-residential building.
Talk a little more about mini splits that you just mentioned, because a lot of people are very confused about them and don't fully understand what they do, what they are, and where they can be applied.
Yeah, so a mini split is basically just an air conditioner. There's not really much difference. It has the, if you think about an air conditioner, it has the condenser that goes outside, the fan that's going to remove the heat from the building. And then when it goes inside, the key difference is that for a mini split, rather than needing ductwork, it goes directly to the unit that spits out the air. So rather than going to the furnace or air handler and going back into the ductwork in your home and forcing air that way, the mini split goes directly to the different areas of the home that it's addressing. So there's different applications for it. Sometimes they have a lot. Most people will have the larger cassettes, which I'm trying to do the visual over the radio, but it's going to look like a large rectangular box that opens up when you turn it on. And those are usually hung at the towards the top of a room, and they can be in multiple rooms, as I said. But there's other options as well. There's you can apply mini split heads that will be mounted within the ceiling underneath the drywall that come out of the floor. But again, the biggest difference is that there's not actually ductwork. So it's an AC, but without having to run through a ductwork furnace. So a common example is if someone has a boiler, they won't have ductwork in their home, of course. And if they want to add mini split or add air conditioning to a particular room or to their home retroactively, mini split's a great option for them.
For many years, there were no other options.
I was thinking of that bonus room above the garage that's in so many houses built in the last 25 years. Is that a good option typically for something like that?
Yeah, that's a great one, because depending on when it was added on or the structure of the home, it may not have been convenient or easy to run duct over that way. And the other thing it helps address, too, is depending on how the home is configured, it's a really good solution for if you have an additional room like that that's the notorious hot or cold room, right, where the existing ductwork or the existing system just doesn't quite address it, so it needs a little extra kick in the pants, so to speak, and you can install just a very small single-zone mini-split that can help provide some heating or cooling, as well as heating, because mini-splits nowadays, many of them you can buy as a heat pump, so it'll provide cooling in the summer and some heating in the winter.
Great technology. We want to encourage people to head over to sharonsheatingandair.com, and they can find a lot of information on what we're talking about right now when it comes to those mini-split systems. Pete, we're going to have Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning come on in our third hour talking about clean air. But when we get back from break, let's talk about some ways and how important it is for homeowners to move the air and how Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning can help them clean the air as well. Can you stick around for us, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you very, very much.
Good. Good discussion. We appreciate that. You know, if you need a standby power generator, the largest single installer of Generac home generators is located right here in Michigan. A good friend of ours for years, Oak Electric, O-A-K, Oak Electric. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. It's Ken and Chuck and Pete Cavarella from Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning. Pete, you still there?
Still here, guys.
God bless you. We appreciate this. I know it's Sunday and it's Mother's Day, so we really appreciate you educating our listeners here. But how important is it because everybody's kicking their air conditioning on probably today, to have someone like Sharon's come out and look at the system and do an inspection on it?
I don't think it can be overstated. To me, it is the equivalent of getting your regular oil change on your car, but you're doing it for your heating and cooling system.
That's good.
Part of the maintenance, in our view, is the one thing that you can do, and it's the single most effective and best value for your money, in our opinion, for keeping your system running well, running when it's supposed to, and really extending the life of it so you don't have to replace it as often. So, yeah, we really stand by it, and we just see that the customers on our side that regularly get preventative maintenance every year, and they get their fall tune-ups before they count their furnace and their spring tune-ups before they get in their ACs, they really run into fewer issues. And they're happy because of it.
That goes for anything. Maintain your house, maintain your body, you're going to have less problems. Maintain your heating and cooling system, you're going to have
professionally
less problems.
Though, it's got to be done by somebody who knows what they're doing, because everybody has a clean and check. And there's a difference.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Pete, clean air. I know you guys have some, for lack of a better word, retrofit equipment that you can put right into the furnace that I believe Ford and filters, a few of them out there. What does Sharon specifically offer homeowners when it comes to that kind of equipment and keeping their air clean in their house?
Yeah, we have a couple different options there. And I'll kind of start from the lower level and work our way up, but more of an entry level thing is obviously when we install all of our furnaces air conditioners, we make sure you have a standard 1-inch filter slot. But a lot of folks like to upgrade to what's called a media cleaner, and this is a 4 or 5 inch filter. And the biggest thing it does is it offers more surface area, and by doing so, it offers a bigger area that's going to be able to capture particulates and dust. So folks that have any sensitivity, allergies, happen to live in maybe off a dirt road or something like that, or just in a dustier environment, it really goes a long way towards capturing more of the particulate in the air and filtering it out. And then another way to even go further with that is adding in UV light. So another thing that we're seeing more and more customers interested in that we offer is a UV light protection system. What this does is we install a UV light LED that sits above your air conditioner coil or within the supply duct of your furnace. And as you'd expect, the UV light has germicidal properties. So what it does is it kills and zaps pretty much all the microbes that are going to be going through your air. So again, a really good option for anyone that has any sensitivity to any type of seasonal allergies, pollen, spores, if you have pets and you have any sensitivity to that. It really offers a great way of sanitizing the air in your home. And it's one of those things that's running constantly, right? So it's not something that you have to go down and change or alter once every 5 to 6 years. Perhaps you might have to change the bulb, and that's really it. And you're getting all that that's going to sanitize and disinfect your air. We've had a lot of people, especially those that have types of challenges, but their breathing have really, really positive results with that.
That makes perfect sense. Do you find when you put in humidifiers that once you put them in, people just don't pay attention to them?
I would say, yeah, go ahead.
That's one of the reasons I think your maintenance program is so important, because people just don't pay attention to those humidifiers enough, and those filters get flat out nasty and then goes through the air. So what do you find there, Pete?
Yeah, so it's a really good point. I would say they don't pay attention to them until the thing breaks, and then suddenly they pay a lot of attention to it, right? And a lot of that can be avoided with the regular maintenance, right? I mean, so much of what the value there is having someone out that's going to inspect it. And yes, one, make sure you get that humidifier pad changed, which should be annually, because it starts to build up calcification from the water and loses some of its effectiveness. And then two, it's the same thing with your furnace or air conditioning filter. And it's you'd be amazed at the number of service calls we get, and there's nothing actually wrong with the unit other than we pull out the filter and see that it's plugged up beyond belief, and it's basically making the furnace overamp and stop because it can't pull air through it. These are really simple things that can be done and we can get ahead of. And the last thing I'll mention with that preventative maintenance is not only are we making sure that you're changing those filters and staying on top of that, but we can get ahead of any issues that might come up. It's, again, very similar to getting a tune-up on your vehicle or any other type of mechanical equipment. But when the technician's there and they're performing a true diagnostic check, they'll spot in advance anything that might happen that they can get ahead of and handle right there. And one, make sure that it doesn't break and go out when you need it most, so that your air conditioner doesn't die on you when it's 95 degrees and 90% humidity in the middle of July. And two, it's actually going to save you money because you're getting this done during the course of a regular tune-up. So you're not asking us to come out on a demand service call. You don't have to pay a dispatch fee and a separate diagnostic fee for us to do it. We're already in your home. So it benefits them a lot of ways, both monetarily and just for the convenience of making sure these things don't go out when you need them.
Pete, you've been a wealth of information for our listeners. We want to encourage them if they need any work whatsoever. You got a couple of phone numbers, 734-425-1415, or they can text you at 734-203-0367. We encourage people to get you out for the $59 tune-up special, and do that every year. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you do that every year, you're going to spend less on your furnace and your system in the long run. Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning has taken great care of our listeners over the years. Pete, we greatly appreciate everything that you do for them, sir.
Thanks for the time, guys. Really enjoyed being on. Love the show.
We're glad you spent the time on a Sunday and a Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to any mothers that you are in love with and taking care of.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks so much. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it, sir. Have a good day. Great company.
Yeah, I loved everything he said. The preventative maintenance stuff, especially humidification, you brought up a good point because really we're going into the season where we're going to be dehumidifying. Mm-hmm. And if they can look at that humidifier as it goes offline for the next 5-6 months.
Right.
Now, during a cleaning check, that makes all sense in the world.
It does. And you know what? Those cleaning check specials have only been around for the last 10 to 15 years. You could never get a heating and cooling professional into your house for $59.
Gosh, no.
And that's something that we call
a good company. Again, there's a diff. We got to keep pointing that out. Sorry.
You're right. But that's something that we call in the industry a loss lead, a loss leader. They do it because they want to show you how good they are. They're willing to take a little bit of a loss, they'll get everything paid for it, to get in front of you, to get in front of your equipment, and show you how good they are. And then once they're done, they're going to put a sticker on your furnace. So next time you have a problem, you give Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioner a call. You know, they've been around so long, and the proof's in the pudding there.
It is. I mean, you don't stick around 40-plus years in this business if you're no good and you're cheating people.
You're right. You're right, and that's just one of the many team partners you can find at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. And you heard Pete tell you that they handle pretty much everything on the west side, all the way up to Novi, downriver, into Ann Arbor. They also offer financing. Yeah. So, you know, you don't have to pay thousands of dollars for new equipment. You can pay $150 a month for the new equipment.
Exactly.
Which is huge.
And actually, if you upgrade equipment, even if you maintained similar efficiency in your replacement, but you're going to get the ECM motor that effectively runs on DC current, even though they wire it for AC, and it's going to be at least a two-stage, that alone is going to save you money, provide greater comfort, greater efficiency, and it might literally offset, or at least definitely partially offset, your monthly payment.
The proof's in the pudding there.
Yeah.
So if you need anything – heating, air conditioning, clean air, even standby generators. We want you to talk to Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning. Like we said, another great team partner of the Inside Outside Guys.
He's fun to talk to. He'd be one that we could have on for a couple hours, really.
I agree.
He knows what he's talking about. He's not redundant. He's just easy.
I agree. Hey, we got another 2 hours of the Inside Outside Guys coming up, and our bonus hour between noon and 1. We're going to have Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning come in and talk about basically keeping your air clean. Steve he's joined forces with a couple of great products out there, one being something called AeroSeal.
Yeah.
And everybody we have ever recommended getting the AeroSeal done at their house has sung the praises of it. A lot of people out there have a problem getting certain parts. Chuck mentioned it earlier. The bonus room above the garage. It's hard to get those rooms comfortable because they're so far away from the furnace. So when you have something like an AeroSeal product come in and they seal all those little openings that is escaping, it gets all the air to where you want it. And it's just such a great product. And we're going to talk about that between noon and 1 with Steve Dickinson and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.
We ought to get Steve Sprague on with Steve Dickinson one of these times, because Sprague's the one today on a daily basis dealing with those issues.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. And they just opened up another location to be able to take care of more of their customers. And coming up in the next hour, Chuck and I will be taking your phone calls for any and all of your housing needs. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Getting a lot of emails about kitchen remodels, a lot of emails about bathroom remodels. If you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, you'll find some great team partners we have there that can take care of any of your remodeling needs, whether it comes to a new addition, which, boy, you're really starting to see a lot of additions.
You mentioned Creative Building just this morning.
Right.
And that's another one people are not familiar with, but they need to be aware of.
They do. And, you know, Chuck, it's funny because I'm seeing a lot of similarities, and I hope the end result isn't the same. But if you remember back in the early 2000s, when the real estate business went crazy and people having the same issues they had now, a lot of builders, people realized they couldn't move, so they started building additions. A lot of people wanted to add on to their house, add a kitchen.
Putting that office, that's that workplace.
Or a bathroom. If you think you want that new room, kitchen, bathroom, any kind of remodel, Creative Building and Design out of Madison Heights. Go check out their showroom. It's a corner of 11 Mile and DeQuinder. Absolutely beautiful, quality work. If you need a new bathroom or a new kitchen, you want to contact Creative Building and Design.
Having way too much fun. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. We're going to open up the phone lines, 888-654-4897.
Let's go straight to the phones. Let's talk to Dave from Jackson. Good morning, Dave. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to the both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir. We're both blessed.
Chuck, it's even Dave can do it from Jackson.
Good to hear from you. Bless your heart. What's going on in Jackson?
Well, it's actually in Grass Lake Township.
Yeah.
The older couple that lives there, helped them out quite a bit with their mansion.
Okay, cool.
Anyways, what they have is it was a spec house, evidently, in this subdivision. You know, they have a faux, I want to call it faux, you know, fake stucco.
Yeah,
yep.
And on the north side, it's really built up with a lot of mold and mildew, and it basically looks like, you know, mold mildew, and I don't want to rip that off with a power washer or do something stupid. But at least on the lower level, I can get at with a stepladder or whatever to get, like a, what do you want to call it, the windowsills, you know, and how to deal with that stuff is what I'm, and then a lot of the finish on it has been faded and stuff on even the drier areas, and I don't even have any idea how to deal with that without wrecking it.
If it was mine, I would use a product like a wet and forget, something with concrobium in it, and then lightly wash it. I mean, you could use a power washer, like Ken said, with the
real wide stream.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're probably talking about a dry.
Now, here, let me interject, if I may, real quick. He's a horticulturist. He's got degrees from state, and knows the stuff. I mean, he's got to be plant friendly. So go ahead, sir.
Dawn dish detergent. We've done that, and we've got a north elevation up north that it's vinyl, but it gets just terrible mold on it because we've got a lot of pine trees right there. You'd think there'd be all kind of wind moving, but anyway, long story short, we'll spray a dilute solution of Dawn and water on that whole thing, maybe twice, let it set, and then just go over with a power washer again on the wide stream. I'll even use a narrower stream, but I'm far away, you know, so it's not gonna hurt it at all. And it really cleans it well. It cleans windows, it cleans window trim, cleans the siding.
Now, my son just recently gave me a new recipe of something he's been using to clean other than a power washer. And what he does do, he'll put this on first and then lightly power wash it. And it's simply this. It's a half a gallon of something called Pool Essentials.
You can find it at Pool Essentials,
and you can find it at any Walmart or any pool store.
Half gallon, you said, or
half gallon?
Ratio?
Yep. Yep. Half gallon of that. Then a half for gallon
what?
Of water.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yep.
Yep. Gotcha.
And then 2 ounces of the soap Chuck was talking about. 2 ounces of a Dawn dish soap.
Dawn dish soap.
Got to be a good grease cutter like that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And wet everything down first. Wet the plants around it down. If you're concerned about the plants, make sure you soak them really well first.
With plain water.
With regular water. And then soak again when you're done. Rinse anything off that might have got onto them. But and then a low power washer, you should get that stuff right back to the original color. Not sure if you left that day, but we're going to go to break. That will work for you. We promise that will work for you. We're going to take your phone calls, 888-654-4897, to any of your housing questions. We'll talk to Kathleen from Brownstown when we get back from break.
I love it. We were talking about windows earlier and custom-made windows. And if you want a truly custom-made window for the opening you've got that'll give you the most glass and make your house look brand new, not like it was remodeled.
With a lifetime warranty.
Yeah. You got to go to Clarkson Windows and Door. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you for the next few minutes anyway, the roughly 45 minutes, phone lines are open, 888-654-4897.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathleen from Brownstown. Good morning, Kathleen. You're on with the guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yes, how can
we help you?
Yes, I had a leak in our roof, and the water came into our dining room, so we have drywall damage. Do you know of anyone that could take care of that?
Give us the size. How big do you think it is, the damage?
Well, there's small spots where it came in.
Okay.
So there might be 5 little areas. They're not great big. They're just smaller spots.
Is it going to have to be repainted?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
McFarland would be a good start, don't you think, partner?
McFarland's a perfect start. Yeah, McFarland Painting is who we're going to recommend to you.
Do you have a pen handy, Kathleen?
I do. I'm writing it down right now.
Bless your heart.
Okay. Now, you can find it at theinsideoutsideguys.com, but for everyone else out there, the phone number is 734-564-6664. And again, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Very
Kathleen.
Very welcome. Very welcome.
All we right. should remind everybody real quick, McFarland will do drywall repair before they paint.
Yep.
They will do, like you said yesterday, carpentry work. You want to add a molding before they paint. You want to add a chair rail before they paint. You want to block off that lower third of the wall as a molded chair rail throughout the wall. They'll do all that before they paint.
Just check out their website before you give them a call and take a look at everything they do. I mean, the fact that they were smart enough to start a handyman division to take care of some of this stuff before they go in is just brilliant. So let's stick with
all
the phones and talk.
So
you're very welcome, Kathleen. Thank you so much. Let's stick with the phones and talk to Jim in Sterling Heights. Good morning, Jim. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I got a question for you regarding my electrical service line from the pole to the meter. If I'm having a problem with it, will DTE take care of it or will I have to pay for it?
What's the problem?
The problem is the outside coating, which covers the wires, is rotting away. And so then when it rains, the moisture is traveling down through the wire into my circuit panel and rusting my breakers.
Wow.
Yeah. I've had that happen in a commercial building in the past. Usually from the pole in is the owner responsibility.
Okay.
Yep. From the pole in is usually the owner responsibility. So whether it's an underground or overhead service.
Yeah, but the only one's going to be able to fix something like that is a DTE who's going to bill him when he's done, correct?
Well, an electrician can do that, but they may have to shut the power off. It depends on what they actually have to do. The electrician, you said it's getting in the panel there, so they didn't put any kind of weatherproof cover over that service where it comes into the panel, or is that depleted too?
Well, where the, you know, where the, how the wire comes in towards the house and then it loops up.
Yep.
And then it comes down into the meter.
Well, yeah.
I'd say probably about 10 years ago, it started rotting away on the top. And so what I did is I taped it up with electrical tape and everything. And I thought, well, okay, that'll take care of it. But now it's starting to rot further down into the metal pole, you know, the support pole that attaches to the house.
Yeah, we call that a masthead normally.
Yeah.
So
and I can't
the overhead service is three wires coming into that masthead. The insulation's coming off that, which shouldn't be a problem by itself, but if the water's coming down the masthead getting into the back of the panel, that can be dangerous for sure.
Is that something Paul over at Lake Point Electric would take care of?
Yeah.
Lake Point Electric in your area is probably who would prefer to take a look at that.
Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate it.
We can give you a phone number if you'd like it.
Or you can, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, 586-930-5653.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Stay in Jim. Touch with us. Let us know how it goes.
We appreciate it.
All right, we'll do.
Doug had called and hung up, but his question was, wants to know the best way to prep and to paint vinyl siding. Clean it. I mean, clean it is the best way you're going to prep vinyl siding. There's not much more to it. Most vinyl siding has a pretty good texture to it.
Most of it has a wood grain that gives you a good texture. But you're right. If that's not properly cleaned and dried, let's go back to what we talked about earlier. If you clean it by spraying up under it.
Yeah, right.
It might take weeks to dry out because you get water in those channels.
People don't know that.
No, they don't.
They really don't. Yeah.
Yeah, the bottom of each piece is literally shaped like a capital J almost. And if you get water behind it, you'll have water sitting in the bottom of that looped part of the J.
For a while until it dissipates, but there's no wind moving back there. There's no sun back
exactly.
there. It takes
that
a long
keep
time.
Paint from sticking properly.
Right, right.
So that is huge.
Yeah.
To make sure it's properly cleaned and dried. First.
And then just paint it. I mean, everything we've heard from painters is just a good paint. And a lot of times we get these questions for so many different kind of materials people want to paint. And a lot of times we will defer to a Sherwin-Williams, a Benjamin Moore. Those are the people that you want to go to the people behind the desk and ask them what is the best paint to use for your project.
Yep. Usually, you're gonna have to put a really good primer on. But like you said in the past, you can use a tinted primer. So let's say you're painting a white vinyl and you want it to be a beige or calfskin.
Yeah.
You can actually get a really high-quality primer tinted. So you put that on first, and then, of course, your finish coat over that once that's properly cured.
Right.
Had good luck in the past painting.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. Let's go back to something a gentleman said a few minutes ago. We were telling him about the cleaning, the cleaner, Dave from Jackson. When you use a cleaner, if you want a – go back. We got an email from a lady who wants to strip her deck, but she wants a friendly, environmentally friendly cleaner.
Yep.
Anytime you use an environmentally friendly cleaner, you're not going to get as good results as you're going to be with some of the chemical cleaners, some of the petroleum-based.
I tend to agree, even though it sounds terrible when you hear it said.
But it's true. Here's what you're going to need to do if you want to stay al natural. Use more elbow grease. Go over it more times. If you want to try to save the environment while you're doing this kind of stuff, it's going to take more work.
It is. And a lot of the products like you and I have talked about, I mean, even the iron out, you know, when I've got iron on products, I love that. But I tend to have to let it set a
yes.
while and work. Yes. The wet and forgets, I'm a big believer that you spray stuff on that'll clean in the here and now if you can. Now your roof, of course, we don't want people going up on your roof.
Well, I've said for years, too, if you're going to clean something, you know, you got to wet it down just like you would a pan in the sink.
Yep.
You know, if it's siding, you wet it down, and then you go back over a brick. We had an email recently. Yeah. A lady wants to strip the paint off of her deck, but she does not want to use – she wants to use a friendly stripper. And
Sanders.
Sanders.
That's
and there's
as friendly
a,
as you can get.
The citrus strippers are out there, okay?
Sure.
They're not as good as the strippers that you can find that, I mean, you got to wear all the masks on.
They're solvent based.
They work. Solvent based, thank you. But they work, but it's going to take more time. And if you use a solvent base, whatever it may be, make sure you wet the area down as much as possible to start with. Then rinse it down when you're done. That stuff will dissipate over time.
Yeah, it will.
But
it will. Use a lot of water out of the hose.
A sander, Chuck, you said it. A sander is one of the hardest ways, but one of the best looks when you're done.
Yeah, it's certainly going to get off whatever you've got on that surface.
Right, right. But it looked to me that's the best way to prepare it. It opens up the pores better. You wash it better.
Yeah.
That's the best way to prepare something is to sand it, but it's not easy. And another question we get quite a bit is as far as sealing some of these decks. A lot of people love their cedar decks, and they don't want to put, again, anything on it that they may think harms the environment. So an oil, right? A linseed oil.
Linseed oil.
Yeah.
That's about as natural as you can get.
And it is. Now, it won't bring back the color. People need to realize that when they do a cedar deck looks great the first year, but then it fades. And eventually gets very gray. And you're right. A linseed oil will bring back the darkness, make it a little bit bolder, but that's going to dissipate. It's going to be ongoing maintenance.
I agree.
We're going to continue to take your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. You just heard us a minute ago refer Lake Point Electric to Jim in Sterling Heights. If you are any electrical work, whether it's a standby generator, new plugs taken care of, or the line coming to your house, contact Lake Point Electric.
And you, our treasured listeners, 888-654-4897. I want to remind everybody to pour another cup of coffee at noon because we're going to have Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation on with us from 12 to 1. Steve's always fun and very informative.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chuck, we had an email. Brenda, she's going to be moving soon. And we hear this a lot, people who are going to be moving, they start fixing up their house when they start to move, which is kind of a bummer because you put a beautiful new deck on like Brenda's about to do, and then you give it to somebody else. But because she's moving, she's wondering what would be the best resale value for her to put a new deck on, to replace it with a wood or replace it with a composite.
Got to be composite.
Got to be composite.
The walking surface.
Yeah, 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 the actual walking surface.
Yeah. It'll look great. It's maintenance-free. People with the money are old, maintenance-free, desirous people.
Yes, exactly. and honestly, that's a good point, Chuck, because that may bring somebody into the fold that if they see a wood deck, will go, no, there's maintenance.
I don't want to mess with it.
I don't want to mess with the wood
yeah.
deck.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody, you and I were talking about linseed oil before break. It's boiled linseed oil.
Oh, good point.
That you want to use. And one thing people never think about, and I'll do this once every couple of years, I'll soak my wooden thresholds on my exterior doors with it.
Really?
And it does, those are usually some kind of an oak. Make sure they're wood. I mean, if they're not wood, a lot of them are a composite today that look like wood, so it wouldn't do you any good.
Right.
But if it's real wood, it'll soak up a bunch of it. And I'll do it on a day like this where, you know, it's not going to rain. You leave the door open, you know, hopefully front door. You don't have to worry about bugs. That's very effective. We've got an oak bench on our front porch that I use boiled linseed oil on every couple of years, too.
Okay.
Does a great job.
And not only does it make it look better, but it prolongs the life. It's going to stop the water from soaking in when you get a heavy rain. Now, yeah. Will you do every side of that or just the top side?
I don't do the underside of the seat. So okay. The back, I do, you know, the seat back is oak and I do all of that. I'll put down rags underneath and do three sides of the pieces you actually sit on. So the bottom
is still
exposed, but it's secured to steel. No weather gets on the bottom of it. So I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
It's like you said, it protects from the weathering and the sun.
Right, right. Just a little thing you can do.
Yeah.
One of the many
little
things.
It's easy.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Chuck, our article this weekend on the Detroit News Homestyle section.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute. It's basically telling people how Chuck and I met, how the Inside Outside Guys got started, and a couple things we're going to commit to doing for you. We get so many of your emails, so many. We'll get an email that literally one sentence, you know, need help with roof. We'll send roofers or the recipe you recommended. We'll give you the recipe. And then we'll get some emails that are three or four paragraphs long. And we take the time. We read every one of them and we answer every one of them. Chuck and I. Nobody else. Just Chuck and I. Some of those questions are phenomenal. And some of those questions will help other one of our listeners. So what we committed to doing is once a month we're going to do an article where we're going to talk about basically a best of article of your previous emails. And those emails will coincide with the time of year and maintenance around your house. So when you see these articles, every one of the things that Chuck and I will talk about will be something you can do yourself. But we do have professionals at theinsideoutsideguys.com that can do these for you if you need. For instance, yeah. Chuck, what we've been talking about earlier with cleaning your house with the algae on the roofs or the algae in the back, in the back of the house. If you let that stuff sit, I don't care what it is. I've taken pieces of mold, starts off as algae on a brick paver, okay? Starts off as algae, then grows to moss. I've pulled that moss off of a brick paver and took a picture of this and had the brick paver concrete pieces still on the backside of the moss. Yeah. So it actively destroys, eats, deteriorates something that you paid thousands of dollars for. So that's one of the things that we're going to start helping people with, homeowners, keeping those kind of things maintained. Because, Chuck, you and I have said this many times, and we understand there's age that comes in this, but people can spend just one hour a week keeping their houses maintained. For most people, that will help ensure the value and keep a safe house.
I agree. And I just want to emphasize that, yeah, it may not be do-it-yourself for someone
right.
that's older, can't get on a ladder,
right.
shouldn't get on a ladder.
Amen.
But it's still required work.
Yes.
You know.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah.
Then our article last week, Miss Dig. That's an article that we write because we want to make sure people don't get hurt. We got a question after this. I'm just doing a couple fence posts on the side of my property. No way it should be back there. Should I call Miss Dig? The last thing we're going to say is no, and then you hit one, and we're going to be the fault.
Yeah. In that article, we made it a point to let people know that Miss Dig legally is required to locate public utilities. So those are known utilities. And it's everything from telecommunications, your cable,
right,
with your Wi-Fi, to maybe a major gas line.
Coming in from the street, basically.
Yeah, but they're not going to know about or locate any private. So if you buried a wire between your shed and your house, we talked about this a few weeks ago, they're not going to locate that. They're not required to. They're not going to. And what we recommend to everybody is what Ms. Dig calls soft excavation, which is excavating with a shovel.
Yeah.
If you don't know, carefully dig with a shovel. You and I laughed 2 weeks ago because you said, Chuck, you ever cut a cable coming into your house? And I had to say yes.
Oh, we all have, right?
Yeah. They only bury those a couple inches below the sod.
Right.
So if you're not careful, a real smart thing to do is to try, at least before you dig, to mentally trace where your cable comes into your house. Where would it most conveniently go to the street if you were installing it today? Well, if you've got a sidewalk right there, they probably went around the sidewalk.
Good point.
And you can find it if you look assumptively. You can find a lot of that.
And listen, you want to do this. The last thing in the world you want to do is hit anything. We know contractors that have made the stupid mistake of hitting wires in the past. And it is not inexpensive to get those fixed once they are done.
Oh, that's the bugaboo is that you'll have to repair it and pay to repair it. We had a young guy who drove a grounding rod. A grounding rod, so 6-8 feet long.
Yeah.
But he hit an electrical line, got a back surge, and what actually happened was burned the vinyl on several surrounding houses.
Oh, my goodness.
It caused a back surge to other houses, started their exterior siding on fire. Now, again, no one was hurt.
That's amazing.
But it cost them a lot of money fixing all that.
Now,
scary.
Most businesses, really all businesses, should have insurance that covers something like that, but that's on you, the homeowner, to make sure their liability will cover something like that.
And Mist Dig's a free call. So, again.
I love the soft excavation because on our issue, we dug a lot of foundations. We did a lot of the stuff where we had to worry about it. And I remember telling my guys, if you hit something with the shovel, don't pry. Because, I mean, they like to, of course, we jump on a shovel with
especially
both
young
feet,
guys.
Knock it down. Don't pry. Take this shovel. And I remember we used to have a garden shovel that I used to have in my bag. Take this shovel, move around it, and see if you find a wire down there.
One of those square tip?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. We did, too. It was only 4 inches wide, maybe five.
Yeah, yeah. Taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS. The phone lines are open, 888-654-4897.
Yeah, that is such a big deal, and we can't speak strongly enough to that. Have you ever, you cook?
A lot.
I don't cook a lot, but I do a little. And I'm one of these that likes my appliances clean, my pans clean. Have you ever burned the bottom of a pan?
That's such a no-no. I do, Chuck. Oh, gosh. If there is a chemical on the pan, in other words, what's the one that we always talk about that gets scraped off?
The Teflon on the inside.
If there is a chemical on the pan, the worst thing you can do is cook food in it and burn that pan because you're asking for that stuff to come off on whatever you're eating.
It'd be interesting to know in my lifetime how much of that we have ingested because I remember Mom and Dad buying those Teflon pans. They were the greatest thing since sliced bread, right?
Right.
And then 5 years later, there was no Teflon coating left on the pan. Well, you know where it went. Went into your food and into your stomach.
It did. R&D scary. In the field, right, buddy? Hey, if you have a case of the house uglies, if you know it's time for a new look for your house, whether it's a new roof, new siding, if you want both, Pro Home Improvement can give you great specials on doing both of those. Pro Home Improvement has been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys since the 2010 home show at the old Silver Dome. We trust him. You should, too. For your next exterior renovation, make sure you call Pro Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you to stick around, grab another cup of coffee at noon. We're going to be talking to Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. And, again, Steve's always fascinating. That company, they are fun, aren't they? They really are.
They
come up with new stuff.
They are. They have... You know, it's like when we were kids, you saw all these companies driving around everywhere. Now you'd see their vans everywhere. Now they're all gone, and now we have these. I see Amnesty air duct cleaning vehicles all over the place. Whenever I mean, no matter where I am.
I think they cover the entire state of Michigan.
They have such a huge footprint. And you and I have talked about this years ago when the air duct cleaning first came out, being skeptical. You know, is it something that homeowners really need? And then we start seeing some of the videos that companies like Amnesty do when they clean these out. And you can go to their webpage and see a video of literally sheets of dust sitting in these people's duct system. And when they excavate it out, it's just amazing. Just amazing. And here's the thing. Would you drink from a straw that you knew was contaminated on the inside?
Full of junk.
Anything. That's what you're doing with that. If you're breathing in the air that your air's traveling through to get to you and it's full of this gunk, that's what you're breathing in. And that's something that Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, that's why he started the business. But boy, they came a long way since then.
I wonder if he'll be good with us taking calls on clean air and duct cleaning during the show.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897.
That'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, I'd ask you a question before we went to break about burning a pan. Uh-huh. If you've ever burned the bottom of a pan and wonder how to clean it, usually just salt and baking soda with a wet scrubby,
okay,
with the harsh side of a scrubby, will clean that. If you put that on and then cover it in saran wrap with a little bit of liquid like Dawn soap, so make a paste, put it on the pan, cover it with saran wrap, come back in a couple hours, and then scrub it. Usually whatever's on there will come right off.
Okay.
So it's a pretty simple solution.
Okay. Say, hey, have you got bitten by a mosquito yet this year?
I have not, knock on Formica. Have you?
Formica. Yeah, I got bitten the absolute worst place I could ever get bit. My toe. When I get bit on my feet by mosquitoes, I tell you what, my wife, it's almost a running joke around
Bite
the house.
Bite them back.
Well, I just kill them. But it's a running joke. I protect my feet. I was talking to my brother-in-law recently. We were having a conversation. I don't know about how we sleep. And his wife said, my sister said, he sleeps with his feet hanging off the bed, exposed. And I'm like, are you crazy? What? I could never do that. I could never do that. My feet are always covered because I can't even think about something biting my feet like a mosquito or something.
In
like
your
that.
Own house at
In
night?
In the middle of the... That's the way I've always been. Always been. I hate anything biting my feet. If I get a mosquito bite, I'd rather have it anywhere else but on my feet.
That's hilarious.
And yes, I got bit on the foot. Have you tried the new... what are they called? I can't think of the name of it. It's about the shape of a cup, and you can set it right underneath you when you're outside, and it kind of just puts a barrier around you and protects you.
Is it, and it electronic?
Works. Yes, there's a filter in there, electronic with a smell in it. And I can't think of the name of it, but I will. But it really
not the citronella type smell, is it?
No. I'll think of it by the time the show.
I found that if I puff on a cigar,
oh sure,
I still might.
How many of the Paul W. Smith cigars do you have left?
I actually, it's been too crummy out the times I've been home to have one, but I've got them in baggies in the fridge.
Okay.
And I will enjoy them. But I don't inhale any of that stuff. You and I have talked about that in the past.
Right.
And I literally, when I was framing houses this time of year, we'd get on a job site at sunrise, and the gnats on a new site would drive you crazy.
Yep.
And I got in the habit of having a cigar in my mouth lit.
Really?
Keep gnats away from
you
my
of all
eyes.
People.
I know it. But it was the only way that we could, you know, function because those gnats were just insidious.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wear glasses at the time. I would fog up glasses, so it was actually less safe for me to have glasses on. So
I just
have
burned a
cigar.
Little fire. I tell you what drives me crazy.
Cigar, by the way.
Is when I see people, a lot of guys like mowing lawns or doing physical activity and they're smoking. To me, those social things, whether it's smoking or drinking, is meant to be done when you're at the end of the day with your feet kicked up on a ottoman or in front of a fire when you're relaxing. I can't even imagine smoking something while I'm doing something physically.
I don't disagree. It's funny. I like I said, I apologetically mentioned that we used to do that. I can't conceive doing it today.
Sure, I know.
I can't conceive doing it. At all, but hey, at the time, I never liked the idea back then. This was, 45 years ago-ish?
Wow.
Maybe 50? Yeah, 50. I was 18 when I started, 17. The chemicals. I didn't want to put the chemicals on my skin that were available back then for you.
Right, right.
I'd spray it on clothes or work boots, but...
I've always been like...
It's scary.
I have very thin hair, so if I don't put a hairspray on, I look terrible. But when I put the hairspray on,
you don't
hold
look
my breath.
Better, really, but.
I hold my breath. I mean, this has been for years. I never breathe it in. I don't like putting any kind of cologne directly on my skin. I'll put it on my, clothes around. The under deodorant, I think that's terrible stuff. Or antiperspirant. You know, you shouldn't want something to try to stop you from sweating. That's very important. We had a chiropractor tell us years ago, you are what you absorb. And that really rung to me to try. Like recently I spilled gas on my hand and I was nowhere near water source to try to get any of it off. I ran to the grass, tried to wipe it all off, but that stuff bothers me. It
does
really,
me,
if I soak that in.
Do you keep any of the orange hand cleaner?
The citrus
friendly?
Cleaner. Yeah. I do.
I'll do that. And you literally wash my hands with that before I go in the house and then wash them again after I've been working and stuff. So,
gotcha. Hey, let's go to the phone and talk to Steve from Kingston. Hi, Steve. You there?
Yeah, hi.
How you doing, buddy?
I got an old fabric, vinyl fabric awning over top of my porch, and it has a whole bunch of moldy green stuff on it. And I was just wondering the best way to get it off of there without putting a hole through it.
That would be the wet and forget product or the spray and forget products. Now's a great time of year to do it. You may need a couple of applications. Spray it on. If you don't see it coming off after a while, then take a hose to it and spray it up off there. But that really should work quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've got cleaners like all that right. that are intended to be rinsed off. You know, the wet and forget will tell you not to. But
and again, we don't know the chemicals that are in that product, so we always recommend that you soak everything down around it first, and then when you're done, soak everything again to rinse any of that stuff off.
All right, thanks, guys.
You're welcome, sir. Good luck. Good luck. Hey, want everyone to stick around. We have, like we said, we have another hour with Steve Dickinson, owner and operator of Amnesty Air Duct Clean. We're going to talk about how keeping you and your family's air in your house clean is so important. I mean, no matter where you are, if you're inside of a structure, the air is going to be dirtier than if you're outside. So why not make sure you breathe the cleanest air possible?
Yeah, and something they do that's even, well, it's at least as big as that, is getting those rooms that are never comfortable. We'll talk about some product they've got for that.
Yeah, I tell you, that's been an ongoing issue for us for so many years, and there was never for a long time an answer for it, and there is now. And that's just something that, it's funny, when they made this product, I can almost guarantee that, that was a unseen benefit of it by making this product.
So, I know it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to that. Look forward to chatting with him. He's always interesting, and he's got it set up. We've had people ask him, we'll have to address this with him. Yeah, but I'm out in blank Michigan, and they're going to charge me more to come out here.
No.
Yeah, they don't do it.
Steve went for me. I asked him, it had to be 5 or 6 years ago, to go out to Port Huron. Now, they have a location now that's a lot closer to Port Huron. My mother needed her air ducts cleaned, and I wanted Amnesty to do it. So I asked Steve to do it. And his response is, yeah, Ken, the next time our crews are in Port Huron, we'll put her on the schedule.
Yeah.
So they're not going to run out to Port Huron for one job. But if they have 4 or 5 jobs out there, they send one truck out there for the day. They hit all 4 or 5 of those jobs back at home, and they're profitable.
What a concept.
What a concept.
What a concept.
Now they have a location a lot closer to hit a lot more of those spots. Hey, stick around for the next hour, and we've talked to Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, and we'll go ahead and make this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by Barrier Free Plus.